Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's cold. 27 degrees in the city of Newark. You're dialed into the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. It's a global prayer cast dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth, concerning you, concerning us. Well, today's Thursday, December the 12th. The holidays are speeding towards us very fast. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, and I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed on this day, also having a sense of the chill that's in the air. In our region, we are 9 days away from the official declaration of winter. However, we've been introduced to it already, and we're being fashioned and conditioned in preparation for what is winter. However, our focus today goes beyond that. Our focus today, the title of our episode is Praise Him Anyway. Yeah, we're going to praise Him anyway. We may feel chilled, cold, just want to snuggle up under the blankets. All that's good. And we might not even feel like praising God. However, we are to be masters of our feelings because we are spirit before we're feelings. So we know that He is God and deserves all our praise. So, Father, we praise You today. We thank You for this fresh newborn day, with new mercies arriving for us. So we praise You anyway. We give You thanks. We bless Your name. We come presenting ourselves, presenting our hearts before You. We're laying ourselves down for your name's sake. We know that you've welcomed us and are receiving us because we come, because we've been invited. We thank you for all our prayer partners that are on right now. We thank you for the fact that our switchboard is highly lit up and populated with people that have decided by decision to wake up today and have you be the first thing in their thoughts. That's because you woke us up. You watched over us while we slept. You kept us safe locally and around the world. So we thank you today. Our hearts are filled with joy, filled with praise. You are so good to us. We cannot list all of the things that you've done and are doing for us. So we praise you today. We praise you. We join the psalmist David, who said, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. He also said in Psalm 18 and 3, he says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. He also said in Psalm 48 and 1, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Father, we have a disposition and a mind to praise you and to pray to you. You want us to draw nigh, to come close, and to ask on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of others, because you've created a universe over which you rule. You created us, your children, so that you are our Father. And Jesus Christ is the firstborn. He's the only begotten Son. So you've provided a highway by which we can approach you with our petitions. You want us to ask of you. So we're here to ask. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name today. Well, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And I'm opening up all of the lines. Please remember, if you have to make any noise or generate any noise, and I know that some are preparing for work or to go out or for some line of business today, just put your phone, your listening device, whatever it is, on mute so that we'll have a quiet background. Thank you so much. I know you were wanting us to be successful at what we do, so thank you for joining us. Well, if you have a praise report, praise him anyway, even if you don't have one. That's the theme of our episode today. Praise him anyway. And if you have a prayer request, certainly we welcome that as well, so that we are conforming to what God has preserved us up until this moment to do. So your lines are open, and you can be heard, and feel free to speak and let us know what praise is on your heart or what prayer burden is upon you. While you're considering that, I would like to share with you a prayer request. And this request has to do with the fact that between January 5th and January 25th of the coming new year. That's January 5th to January 25th. We're proposing, and I invite you to join us for a 21-day fast. Now, this is a very popular activity among the people of God in so many places, where that time in the first part of the year is chosen as a time to emulate Daniel, who fasted for 21 days successfully, touching heaven and having heaven touch him. And so we're proposing to engage in a 21-day fast beginning on January 5th. After the holidays, after the feastings, we will go on a fast. And it's a fast such that it is a fast where we go without food for spiritual reasons. Now, if we lose weight, that's all good. If our health returns, that's wonderful. However, we're going to fast for spiritual reasons. That's what a fast is. So for 21 days, we will be in consecration, and this is a consecration for war. I want to repeat that. It's a consecration for war. We're in a season of intense and accelerated war. War between the spiritual forces, the dark forces that have come against God and the kingdom of light. And you and I are involved, whether or not we want to. We're on the theater or on the battlefield. So we want to sharpen our weapons. And during this 21-day fast, this consecration for war, that's precisely what happens. And it's a fast where you don't simply go without food. We are selective. It's a vegetable, all vegetable, only vegetables that we be consuming. We won't be consuming any meats. Daniel fasted from pleasant food. Now, that scares a lot of people. Be not afraid. Praise him anyway. We'll be eating just vegetables. Our diet for 21 days will be plant strong. And I like that term, plant strong. Everything that we consume will be plant-based. If it's not a plant, if it has legs, we will be avoiding it for 21 days. If it has legs or it has fins, we'll be avoiding it, or wings, whatever the case may be. And our spirit will be glad. Our bodies will celebrate. And our spirit will soar. So let us begin to prepare ourselves for that, because preparation is required. So let us pray about our participation, our strength and resolve to consecrate for war. Let us pray. Please join me. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we come boldly. However, we know that you are God, and you are righteous God. You are holy God. We want to know that we are approaching you correctly on this day. We are approaching you not with contempt, but with joy, with gladness, and holy respect. We ask that you would forgive us for where we've failed, where we have trespassed, where our iniquities that come up before you. Forgive us. You promise in your word that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us for our failures. Forgive us for our commissions and our omissions, our sin. Cleanse us by the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, his precious blood. Apply it to our lives to cover us, cover our sin, so that we have the covering of Christ over us, his righteousness applied to us, so that we are able to enter in with clean hands and clean feet. We thank you for receiving us into your awesome presence. And Father, today we think of what we may do and should do. Your Son Jesus, in his earthly ministry, said, when you fast. He did not say if we fast. He says when, because fasting, he did. He showed the way. He led the way. He showed the pattern. And fasting was part of the discipline for life that lives before you. So we take that on. Help us, Lord, to have the strength of heart and mind to desire to draw close to you on this day, to come closer, even closer than we have ever been. And by this consecration, you will be able to free us from everything that binds us, that ties us. You'll be able to not only free us, but open before us a highway of holiness and righteousness that would invite your visitation upon this earth among your people, a revival, a refreshing, because we need it. So, Father, we pray that you would help us as we prepare for a 21-day consecration for war, so that we can be available, ready and useful as vessels in your hand. You'd be able to touch our lives and instrumentally use us in this battle as you put down the kingdom of darkness, establishing the kingdom of light of your dear Son in the lives of many and across present boundaries, taking hold of hearts, raising up men and women, powerful men and women across the earth, stirring the atmosphere around nations, stirring the atmosphere around the earth so that the heavenlies, the second heaven, is disturbed, discomforted for those demonic spirits that occupy that realm. We thank you, Lord, that we will be on the offense and not simply hiding and defending. We will go up against the adversary, and you are with us. Thank you, Lord, for the victory and the glory of your Son, Jesus Christ, being shown forth across the universe. So we thank you today. And we pray for all of your people everywhere, that we would continue to seek the life that is in you through your Son, Jesus Christ, and that the church, the body of Christ, will be revived, stirred in a mighty way. We thank you today. Help us in our resolve to consecrate. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I'm looking forward to that period of time. I trust that you are too. In the past, it has been so beneficial to us. Very moving, moving us closer to the Lord. And so I'm looking forward to it because it's a very special time of regaining our focus, regaining our strength, being quick and being quickened by the Spirit of God. It's a powerful, powerful season of consecration. So plan to join us in that. It will really, really bless you. Now, as we get closer and during the time, I will be sharing with you instructions and directions on how to proceed as we move towards it and as we move through it. Some of the procedures are obvious. For example, we'll be fasting from a lot of things that now take our time and consume our time, such as TV. We will use that time to pray, use that time to search the Word of God, which will benefit us tremendously. We will fast, as I said earlier, from all flesh and meats. Our diet would be, just like Daniel's, a vegetarian diet, so to speak. And during that time, we'll discover a lot of things about ourselves that we want to correct. We want to bring into perfect alignment with the Lord and His plan for our lives. So our focus will be first ourselves, to bring ourselves under discipline. And that's what fasting does. That's one of the things that it accomplishes. So if you're not excited yet about all of the possibilities that come with that, well, my prayer is that over the next few weeks, you will be excited as I am, because I'm excited because of the benefits of what I know to be true of having done that fast in the past. God bless you richly. You're welcome to join us. Okay, your lines are open, and we're welcoming your praise report and prayer request. We want to agree with you, and we want God. God is answering prayers. We're getting reports of God answering our prayers that have been offered up on this prayer cast, this program. So don't feel bashful about asking. Your line is open, and you're welcome most certainly to share your prayer request. It's chilly out there. I can hear the wind. It's roughly about 26, 27 degrees in our area. That's very cold, and I'm sure that we would love to be in the island of Antigua, where Aaron Moore, his lovely wife Diane, they've just returned to Antigua, from the United States just in this past weekend. And so they're enjoying the warmth of the tropical weather there. They left us here in the cold. But we are praising God anyhow. Do you have a prayer request or a praise report? Okay. It's awesomely silent on the other end. Please join me for prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity, for this program that goes so far and so wide, and we thank you for those that are being touched by our voice, being touched by our activity, by our commitment to joining you every morning on this program, coming before you with our prayer request. Today we want to pray for the youth. We want to pray for the teens, particularly, beginning with the teens, to radically and completely commit their lives to Christ, to be able to make wise choices. We pray that they would find mentors, even where parents are absent. They would find older mentors. They would find authentic friendships with their peers who are following Christ. We pray that there would be open trust and communication with their parents. We pray for God's intention, for your intention, for their generation to come forth in fullness, that they would be able to stand and move your kingdom forward. You said in your word that the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. We pray for those young people that of this generation, that they would be strong. They would be mighty in spirit. Bless them today, even as they prepare to attend school today or college or whatever the case may be. Father, and if any one of them are homeless, in weather like we're experiencing right now, we pray, oh God, that you would provide warm atmosphere, warm space for them to occupy. Bless them today with the warmth of your love and the warmth of a physical environment that's nurturing and caring. Right now, we thank you, Lord. And we pray for that young man who has disappeared from his home, that teenager who is autistic. Father, we pray right now that you would preserve him wherever he is, preserve his well-being, preserve his life, his body, preserve his spirit. In the name of Jesus, touch his parents with comfort, with peace. We pray for those that are searching for him, that you would give them direction to know where to turn and where to search, so that he would be found on this day. We thank you, Lord, that we can call on you on behalf of the young, on behalf of the teens. In Jesus' name, we thank you for hearing and answering our prayer. Okay. Does anyone have a prayer request on their heart, a prayer report? Because we're going to praise God anyhow, even though it's extremely cold out there. We're praising him anyhow. It's 27 degrees in the city of Newark. And we thank God that we have warm homes, warm spaces that we can occupy.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I hear someone that's filled with joy.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes. I would like to ask for continued prayer for my next door neighbor.
Okay.
He's still struggling with the stage 4 cancer of the stomach. He's doing well. He went back to the doctor, and he's beginning to amaze the doctors with his improvement. However, he still has some hills to climb, and he's doing it, you know, cheerfully, knowing that it's in God's hands. Whatever happens, the outcome, that God is in control. So
I just want
to continue to ask for prayer for, you know, to encourage him, build his faith, and also his wife.
Okay. May I ask this question? Does he believe that God can heal him?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Okay. Okay. That's his part of the picture. That's his part of it. All right, let's lift him up once again. Let's lift him up once again. Father, we do thank you once again for this individual's understanding that you are healer. Healing is in your wings. And Father, we believe with him and his wife and his family for his healing, for his absolute recovery from what is a difficult disease. However, nothing is too hard for you. We send your word of healing right now to where he is. Visit him. Visit his spirit. Visit his soul. Visit his body. We speak healing over him right now. We stand against this stomach cancer in the name of Jesus. We call him healed, made whole. We call him recovered. And we thank you for continued amazement on behalf of the medical community as they watch him heal and recover, for a great testimony of your goodness. Strengthen this man's faith. Strengthen his resolve to live. His trust in you. Strengthen all of that. And Father, for his wife, who is going through all of this with him, and for his family, the rest of his family, Father, strengthen them. And may this set of circumstances cause their eyes to turn towards you, and for their hearts to call out to you. Because you want us to call. So on behalf of this family, on behalf of this man, we stand in the gap today and we rebuke death. We rebuke the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus, that this man is made whole. Because by your stripes, he is healed. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The blood prevails.
Thank you.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We believe in God. It doesn't matter what stage the cancer is in.
Yes.
God is able.
Amen.
God is able. Praise
Amen.
God. God is able. Doesn't matter what the issue is, what the situation is. God is able. And if you've heard our prayer today, wherever you are, and you're having a circumstance that you need divine, supernatural intervention, well, you embrace that prayer for your particular situation. A deliverance has come today. Deliverance has come today in the name of Jesus, because his blood prevails. And he has been made manifest to destroy the works of the adversary. The adversary has lots of works. Works designed to discomfort you, designed to cause your life to be miserable.
Yes.
But Jesus has overcome the world and the adversary. He has made a show of the enemy openly.
Hallelujah.
That's word. That's the word of God. We could not make that up. That's too awesome. So we embrace his word, his promises. We embrace him with our whole hearts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're at the end of our time, our global time with Jesus Christ. We're at the end of that. And we thank God for this program. Father, we thank you for being with us on this program today, for blessing us and for answering all our prayers. We thank you today.
Yes, Lord.
I want to send you off with a blessing.
Yes.
And it's taken from 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
To him be glory both now and forever. Amen and amen. May God bless you richly on today. Stay warm and walk with the King. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise his name. We love you with the love of God.
Love you.
Thank you.
And everyone on this, God bless you.
Yes.